So I'm thinking today about rewilding the body with diet. Interesting topic, something I've been actually actively doing myself. And there's so many things out there, even if they're, quote, good food choices, you know, whatever, racial, metabolic, etc. Are they wild? This is a really good question to ask ourselves, because there's so much right now that's trying, or attempting rather, to put us into a cage, right? Some type of cube, a cage, something that's really limiting our freedom, our progress as a race. So I'm thinking about rewilding the body with diet, and how a lot of the choices that we make are really going in the opposite direction of rewilding ourselves, and how we're, I guess, presented these choices, but there's something more that's, well, quite often not really talked about too much. I mean, people who actually actively are hunting and fishing are more on this active vein, but this is still attainable for many of us who don't possibly do those things, possibly yet. So I'm thinking about the top 6 allergy foods right now. Maybe some of you are familiar with that. Wheat, soy, egg, peanut, milk, and tree nuts. And we have to ask ourselves, should we be eating a lot of peanuts and tree nuts in general? In the past, we ate these in rather smaller quantities. Typically, they were, you know, freshly shelled, so they'd have their vitamin E intact and things like that. And now we have a lot of trends with the ketotic style diets and the vegan diets, or even worse, vegan keto, where people are being advised to eat heaps of these tree nuts and peanuts. Or people are baking with these as flours, you know, quote, gluten-free. It's actually gluten-free, but you'd be better off using some ancestral grain than just eating this really dense, quote, flour that has all types of anti-nutrients and abundance of polyunsaturated lipids, which is going to cause all type of hypometabolic issues and digestive issues and lipofuscin, which are those brown spots on the skin, very unsightly. So yeah, we have to ask ourselves, like, do we want to be eating these foods in abundance? Like, are these good things for us? And that's just one example right there, or two rather, with peanuts and tree nuts. Also, peanuts have lectins that can oftentimes cause issues for people. Sometimes it's said that people who have A blood particularly don't do well with peanuts. And then we have something like milk, which is very much part of white Western civilization's diet, especially here in America. It's a huge thing, but there's more to milk than just milk. Is it cow milk? Is it A1 or A2? Is it goat? Is it sheep? Is it water buffalo? Is it something even more boutique like that than camel? Is it pasteurized? Is it pasteurized and homogenized? Is it raw? Is it fermented? Does it have salt added to it? Lots of questions to ask ourselves, right? So oftentimes we have to think, are we eating a food that's bad for us, or are we eating a style or type of this food? Like for myself, I don't do well with any cow dairy, whether it be A1 or A2, especially the type that has protein in it. I can do a little bit of butter and ghee and stuff like that, but the stuff that's protein, I can't break it down. So even though that's a, quote, racial food for us, is it the most wild choice, or is it the best choice for me? No. So that's why I stick to stuff like goat and sheep a bit, but I like the energy of the goat. I like the goat meat, and I like the goat milk. Something else would be eggs. Maybe the eggs are being fed something foul. Lots of eggs are fed soy and corn and fish meal, crab meal, all types of deleterious things. Maybe it's the chicken egg itself, or maybe it should be a duck egg or a quail egg. So again, think about making more wild choices as we move forward. And the other top 6 allergenic food, number 6, would be wheat. Which of course, these days it's very snazzy and trendy to be following these gluten-free diets, but wheat is basically miscegenated at this point. It is so excessively hybridized that it's almost not the wheat that even our parents, let alone our grandparents or great-grandparents, had access to, albeit it is very much a European food. Look what's happened to it. Maybe we want to eat stuff like kamut or spelt or einkorn, or even think about rye or barley, which are still gluten grains, but very different and never got that hybridized treatment, just like how sheep and goat milk never got that hybridized treatment like cow did. And thinking on the vein of cow, remember, cow, goyim, vaca, vaccination, maybe this isn't the best food choice for us. Maybe not. Maybe we're better off eating stuff like bison or lamb or elk or mutton or something like that, right? So rewilding the diet, I think rewilding ourselves starts with with rewilding the diet. And that's kind of what I'm in the process of doing right now, and kind of reassessing everything, finding out, you know, the nutrients that I need, that we all need, of course, maybe in slightly different amounts, depending on, you know, many things, constitution, our European subrace, sex, blood type, lifestyle, current constitution, you know, just our jobs and our sleep schedules and such. But this is kind of what I'm doing right now. So maybe it's something that you want to explore, and also think about how all these industrialized foods stress our body, going back to wheat being hybridized, cow milk being hybridized, oftentimes cauterized too, if it's pasteurized. It's been said by some that when you pasteurize something, you cauterize it and you make those proteins totally indigestible. And then when someone stops eating the cauterized or pasteurized milk and they eat raw dairy, they end up having all this phlegm and all this reaction. And that's been said that that's actually the detox from getting out the dairy that's been very processed. Sugar, something else. White sugar I'm talking about. Not really talking about honey or maple sugar. Of course, I wouldn't advocate, you know, pounding that, because that's just a little part of the diet. Think of historically how we would tap trees for maple sugar or keep bees in an apiary. We weren't meant to be eating these things in intense amounts. But sugar, you know, white sugar is a tropical food, so it's not really a European food. It's demineralized, something to consider. I also think of stuff like coffee, which is also a tropical food. Some say it has some minerals like B and magnesium, but I think overall, because it stresses the body, it actually demineralizes. So something else to think about. Maybe we want to have decaf green tea, which I think is more of a racial choice for us, or maybe we want to have some non-estrogenic herbal tea like rose or oat straw or dandelion. A lot of different choices we can make as we think about rewilding ourselves, getting away from hybridized food, getting away from the industrialized foods. I've been thinking about not just the top six allergy foods, but thinking about the six foods of the quote Western diet. I don't mean white Western civilization. I mean the quote Western diet, which is really just a Zio diet, of course, obviously. And those six foods would be coffee, white sugar, pasteurized cow dairy, CAFO muscle meat, concentrated animal feeding operation. Typically the trio of meats would be beef, pork, and chicken, industrial seed oils, and Franken-fortified wheat that has fortified iron and all other types of deleterious fortification that they fooled us into thinking we need, and we don't. So think about these things. Think about how we can still eat great tasty food, socialize with other humans, but make the best wild racial choices for ourselves whilst we do this, and distance ourselves from industrialized, hybridized, and devitalized foods. So that's all for today. I'm gonna keep on keeping on and enjoy my walk. All right.